Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We were still holding on the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis on a day so that we could start with a proper introduction, namely
Zutta Heilige Mishnah.
There you go. Maskirin Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot. This is some Mishnah that probably we don't even have to learn in the Gemara because everybody knows it by heart, because it's part of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. To Maskirin Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot. Omer Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven 70 Shana Velo Zachiti Shetamer Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot. Ad Shedarsha Ben Zoma. By the way, there's this little bit of a question, what the heck is this doing in Haggadah Shel Pesach, since it doesn't have anything to do with the Chiyuv of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and it's two completely separate circumstances. Of course, Hayom Azer Sheyatzatam Mitzrayim, that's a specific Tivoy Lagabi, the particular night of the Seder. The truth is, in the Yerushalmi, it's clear that the Mishnah here is a hemshech of the story of the yeshiva b'Bnei Brak, because it says in the Mishnah, Amar Lahem. We don't have that here, but that seems to be the original marker. So, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiven 70 Shana. We're going to see later on in the Gemara, although it's going to take a little while, but we're going to see later on why it is that he called himself Kiven 70 Shana. Everybody knows the story, but the details, the politics, the machinations, all of that we'll find out later on. I never was zocher to be koveya from a posik to chiyav of Amiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, Achid Dorsha Ben Zuma, Shinemar Laman Tizkor at Yom Tzitcha Miretz Mitzrayim Ko Yimecha Yecha, Yimecha Yecha, Yamim Ko Yimecha Yecha Halelot. So this is the reason that we would say Parashat Vayomer at night, because it has in it Yitziat Mitzrayim. So the three Parashot of Kriyat Shema are actually two Parashot of Kriyat Shema, but as we saw yesterday, it's always the Derech of the Gemara to introduce the coming Mishnah. We introduced the coming Mishnah by discussing why it is that we spoke about the Parashah Vayomer. We talked about the various things it has in it. And here, the Mishnah goes on to talk about one of the five elements of Vayomer, namely the Chiyuv of Mizecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. And therefore, we can't learn from here that there's a Chiyuv of Haskar Balelot. Tanya Marlen Ben Zomala Chachamim, how can you learn that the Chiyuv of Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim of Kol Yemecha Yecha is to be Mar B'Yemot HaMashiach, when the Pasuk says Beferush that there is not supposed to be Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim L'Yemot HaMashiach, V'halo Kvar Ne'emar, Hine Yamim Ba'im Ne'um HaShem, V'lo Yamru Ot Chai HaShem HaShem HaLad B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, the days are coming in which it will no longer be said by Klal Yisrael, Chai HaShem. If they want to make a shvuah, they say, Asher Allah is B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Rather, Kim Chai Hashem Asher Allah, Asher Evi Et Zera Beit Yisrael Meretz Safona, Mikol HaRatzor Asher Hidachtim Sham, V'yashvuel Ad Matam. So clearly, the focus is not going to be on Yitziat Mitzrayim, but rather on the new Geulah to come. Amru lo, so they said to him, that doesn't imply that there's no chiyuv of Yitziat Mitzrayim, of Zechirat Yitziat Mitzrayim. It simply is saying, lo shetayaker, Yitziat Mitzrayim im koma, doesn't mean that we forget about the past. Elo shetaheshe ibud malchiyot ikar, v'yitziat Mitzrayim tafelo. All it means is that the greater sensitivity to the nisim of the end of the whole process of Galut will be more impactful, but it doesn't mean that we forget Yitziat Mitzrayim. Yitziat Mitzrayim still remains the model, the paradigm and the foundation of our sense of Geula, and therefore there will always be a Chiyuv of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Kayotzei bo, Atomer, you have very much a similar situation in understanding the nature of the pasuk. It says, Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov, Kim Yisrael Yeshemecha. You could make the same mistake there. You could say that God is telling Yaakov that your name is no longer to be Yaakov. Just over here, that's the way you understood it. Lo yamero, they're not going to say, Chai Hashem Asher Alad B'nai Yisrael. Okay? But we know that that's not true, because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to speak to Yaakov right there on the spot. He calls him Yisrael and then addresses him by name, Yaakov. So there too it means, Lo she yeaker Yaakov mikomo, Elo Yisrael ikar v'Yaakov tefilo. All it means is that we have the foundation of his name, and then we have the main name. So okay, Yaakov becomes tefil now to the main name. L'chein omer. Al tizkeru rishonot, we have exactly the same idea in the Pasuk of Yeshayo that speaks as if he's speaking from after the Geula to come. Al tizkeru rishonot v'kadmoniot al titbonanu, inini oseh chadasha hata titzmach. So how do we darshan this? Al tizkeru rishonot refers to the she'ibud malchiyot, because in context, kadmoniot means the primal things. Rishonot are the first things. Primal comes down before first. In other words, the she'ibud malchiyot, even that isn't important any longer, as important. Kadmoniot al titbonanu, no longer do you need to contemplate the primal events of Yitziat Mitzrayim. In a new Seh Chadasha, Tatitzmar, something new is coming that will now break forth. Tanir Rav Yosef Zum El Chemet Gogu Magogu. Close the parak with the little theme that's been threading its way throughout the parak about El Chemet Gogu Magogu in context of creation of Yulah. Mashal Amah Davar Domeh. You know what this is like? It's like a guy was walking along the road. Adam Shrey Malak Baderchu Pagabo Zev. He's attacked by wolves. When he's telling them, and now he manages to escape. So everybody he meets tells them about the exciting episode of the wolves. Then he continues his journey, Bupagabo Ari, when he's saw me. So when he's attacked by a lion, he manages to escape the lion, he forgets about the wolf. So Ari. And then Pagabo Nachash. Then after that, all of a sudden he's surrounded, he's wrapped up by this enormous snake that's about to swallow him whole, you see. And then he saw me Shakagma, he forgets about both of the first stories. This is much more exciting. And so Avkach Yisrael, Tsarot Achronot Mishakchot Et Harishonot. There's all kinds of exciting things, but there's always more exciting things to come. Avram Hu Avraham. So the first parak in Divrei HaYamim opens up with the list of the Asarah Dorot to Noach and the next Asarah to Avram, and it closes the introduction with a flourish. Avram Hu Avraham. Bang. What does that mean? What are the two names? How do we understand the relationship of Avram Hu Avraham? That B'tchila Naaseh Av La'Aram. B'sof Naaseh Av L'Chol HaOlam Kulo. Midrash says a notrikun. Av Aram and Av Hamon. Sarai Hi Sarah. Not that that's what it says, but we understand that there's a relationship. The Torah talks about Sarai changes her name to Sarah. What does that mean? B'tchila Naaseh Sarai Lashon Yachid. So my mistress, L'Umata. So she's a national hero. B'sof Naaseh Sarah. Sarah is not in relation to anyone in particular. It's just a model of Sarah, of nobility. And that's L'Chol HaOlam Kulo. Tani Barka Parah Kol HaKorela Avraham Avram Over Be'aseh. Anyone who would actually say and address Avram as a question, there's some Achronim who learned this means literally to address Avram as Avram, but it's very difficult to accept that for the continuation of the sugya, as we'll see. He'd be over on a chiyuv aseh, shenema v'haya shimcha Avraham, that's a statement of that's the way it's supposed to be, and if you ignore that, you're being over on this mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, over v'lav, it's worse than that. It says, v'lo yikare od shimcha Avram, and therefore it's telling you specifically not to be koring. Elamiata, could you say, if that's the case, by the way, this is a very cute word on here by Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Most are in the Zvan Machlok. So what is putting on an essay? What is putting on a lotan? He gives a lomdashe explanation. The shaila is like this. It says, like Rabbi Aaron said to him, as long as your name is Avram, you're not going to have children. So we'll change your name to Avram. Is the din that the name Avram is ma'akiv children? If the name Avram is ma'akiv children, then you're not allowed to say the name Avram. Or is it that as Avram, it's not an authority. We'll give you a new name, give you a new identity. In which case, the ikr is, yikare shimcha Avraham. We don't really care about the fact that you're Avram, so we can't say it's a lotas. Okay, nice. How about Sarah? Sarah yishtacha lo tikrat shema, Sarah ki Sarah shema. We could say exactly the same thing, right? We're saying that by Avram, it should be an isr. So let me talk, Karela Sarah Sarah hachinami. No. Hatam kuchabrichu amar la Avram, Sarah yishtacha lo tikrat shema, Sarah ki Sarah shema. It's a private tzivui. Not that that will be your name and no one should call it otherwise, but the way in which you relate to Sarah should be as Sarah, not Sarai. You could say the same thing about Yaakov, and the whole sugya started with saying it. Certainly, it can't mean that with Yaakov. So it's the same thing. Yata korele Yaakov Yaakov. Hokinami? No. Because we see there b'feirush, it says, Hata mahada kahada hadri kro, where the posik itself turns right around, Vayomer Elohim li Yisrael b'marot alayla. It's talking about Yisrael, and then what's the name he's called? The Lashom Chiba, by repeating Yaakov Yaakov. So clearly, it's telling you that the name remains Yaakov. Mati Rabbi Yossi Barov and Vitem Rabbi Yossi Bar Zivida. Doesn't it say in the posik Ato Hashem Elohim Asher Bacharta be'Avram? And that is said generations later. We're still calling him Avram. Omar Lay, he answered him, that's a historical description. It's the Navi there that is being misader, the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, you are he who found at the time. That's the historical presence. You call Avram Avraham. That's my Navi Mikor, but that's what was originally. The Pasuk is saying, calling at this point, out of the context of history, Avram Avram. Hadran Allah Nehematai. Finally, going to start discussing Kriyat Shema itself. We're finally up to Kriyat Shema, and we suddenly find out, actually, you don't even have to say the Brachos Kriyat Shema. That's what it appears in this Mishnah. This says, if you're in the middle of reading in the Torah, and it's time for Kriyat Shema, Im Kivein Libo Yatza, from which the Yerushalmi brings a proof that clearly the Brachot Kriyat Shema are not Ma'akev, the midst of Kriyat Shema, because otherwise you certainly didn't find a Sefer Torah with Brachot Kriyat Shema written in them. So if you are Mechavein Lipcha to be Yotze, the Gemara is going to ask what this means. Is it implied mitzvot Tzuchot Kavanah? But whatever it means, if you had the correct Kavanah, you would be Yotze the Chiyav of Kriyat Shema. This is the ultimate Limud HaTorah Kriyat Shema relationship prayer. You're actually reading the Torah, not for purposes of Kriyat Shema. Biprakim, Shoyel Mipnei HaKavod Umeshiv. If you're at the gaps in between the various parshiot, the Gemara will define it completely, but the Mishnah is going to explain also. In the gaps, you can, if you meet someone that you have a chiyuv of respect toward, you can be shoel, meaning you can initiate a shalom aleichem, umeshiv, and you can respond. Now, it doesn't say you can respond, meaning for whom. I mean, if it just means shoel b'pnei akavod, umeshiv b'pnei akavod, I don't need to say that. I mean, because if I can initiate, I certainly respond to someone else who initiates. This is the Gemara is going to talk about. Ubeemsav, you're in the middle of the parak, and there you don't want to interrupt. Shoel mipnei ha'yirah umeshiv. The Rebbe Meir. There you could be shoel mipnei ha'yirah. Now, what exactly ha'yirah means? Big machlokas among the Rishonim. Some learn shoel mipnei ha'kavod, specifically those for whom you have a chiyuv of kavod for. Whereas yirah is yirah like in yirat aviv ve'imo. So in other words, the kavod is an active kavod. Remember, the kibud av eim is not b'chayiv you to say good morning every time you see a parent. Now, if you have a din of shalom alecha Rebbe, it's a different halacha, which is a kavod b'nei rabba. There's no din of kavod b'nei aviv. When it comes to yirah, there is an isser of ignoring the presence of a parent. So over there would be yirah. That's the most gentle approach. Not that there's an actual element of yirah, meaning you fear for your life. However, Rashi learns, and many other Rishonim learn, that yirah over here is a person that you are afraid of, literally afraid of. By the way, in kavod, there's also a question whether it means a chiyuv of kavod in terms of a specific relationship or adam nevabad. I mean, how about there's a rich guy in town? That's the level of kavod that we're talking about over here. Many learn, yes. We're not talking about a chiyuv of kavod specific. It means an honorable gentleman in which derech eretz would be machai of you to specifically say good morning. But not a mitzvah d'oraisa of kavod. So there it's easy to see the difference between that and yirah, but there's an isser of yirah as well. However, Rashi and the Rambam as well learned that the yirah that we're talking about over here is literal fear, which is very strange, because, I mean, if we're talking about an actual fear, that the person's going to hurt you, I mean, you can interrupt the middle of Shemon Esrei too. I mean, there's ein davar omeg b'nei pikuach nefesh. What do we need to tell me over here? You're allowed to interrupt Kriyat Shema. You can do whatever is necessary to save your life. So they're mefarish, obviously, yirah means a person who is in a position to hurt you. It doesn't mean that you believe that in your not initiating good morning that necessarily, I mean, he's going to get angry, he's going to hurt you. But the very fact that he's a type of person that you have to be fearful of, even though it's not an immediate pikuach nefesh, that you're allowed to be, according to Zman Yoma, that you're allowed to now be shoel on your own. So, we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emtza shoel mipnei ha'yirah umeshiv mipnei ha'kavod. Now, Rabbi Yehuda goes down one level. It's a little strange because we would have thought that the Tanakhama also went down one level in terms of answering. Apparently that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, not the Tanakhama shita, which is the word will be Madayat. So yes, it's true. I agree with you that you can initiate a greeting only because of yirah. But you can answer even if it's only mipnei hakavod. Uba prakim, I agree with you that where you're between the various pieces, you can be initiating mipnei hakavod. But I disagree in that I say you can answer shalom to anybody, even someone that you don't have to be mechabed. And what do we mean by bein haprakim? Bein bracha rishona l'shnia, bein shnia l'shma, bein shma l'vahaya im shamoa, bein vahaya im shamoa l'vayomer, and bein vayomer l'emet v'yatsiv. Was Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bein vayomer l'emet v'yatsiv lo yafsik. We don't want to have a hefsik between Hashem Elokechem and the word emet. And therefore, we're not mafsik. It's a machlokas, by the way, in the Rishonim, whether it means lo yafsik at all, who's giving us a din of Shmon Esrei, or does it mean lo yafsik ki'ilu that it's bein haprakim and has a din of Be'emza. Now, we're being more makrif, even than Be'emza. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Lama kadma parashat Shema levahaya im Shamoa. Why is it that we read parashat Shema before we read vahaya im Shamoa? Now, clearly, there ought to be a very simple answer to this, because that's the first parasha, and vahaya im Shamoa is the second parasha, and usually we read the first parasha before we read the second parasha. What kind of question is it? Rashi later points out that, look, I mean, if we're talking about the order in which the parashot appear in the Torah, then certainly we would have started off with the parasha of Tzitzit. As Vayomer is in Bamidbar, both of these, Shema, vahaya im Shamoa, both of them are in Devarim. So clearly, the order of appearance in the Torah is not the defining element which the Chazal used to define what Dvorim Ha'elah are. And so there's got to be something else. So what was that thing? So first you want to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, which the Inyan of Echad is pure Malchut, as we see. We use that pasuk. I can actually use that pasuk to be the height of our Malchiot on Rosh Hashanah. So it's the first thing that we want. And then after that's achieved, then we talk. After that, we're going to talk about the chiyuv of the mitzvot in the Torah. So therefore, we read the mitzvot should come after the sense of no other power but God. And why is it that we say v'hayayim shamoa before vayomer? Shevayayim shamoa noeg vein vayomer vein v'alayla. The mitzvot in v'hayayim shamoa are things that are all the time. The main thing is v'dibartabam, l'maritabotam, v'nechem, v'dabirbam, is Talmud Torah, it says, v'feirush is vayomer v'alayla. Whereas the main mitzvah that is vayomer is the parashat tzitzit, where it says, Uri Temoto, Uri Temoto is Dafka Biyom. And therefore, those things which are Noeg Biyom Adem Balayla should come before those things which are in Noeg Ela Biyom Bilvad. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says you have to be Mechaveim. Doesn't that mean that Shvamin HaMitzvot Srichot Kavanah? That if you don't have Kavanah, you're not going to be Yotze, even though you're reading from the Sefer Torah. Is this not a problem? Because I mean, it's a Machokas Amuroyim and elsewhere, and nobody thinks of bringing a Raya from this Mishnah. And you're saying, Beferush, Im Kivei Libo, you're Yotze. And if you're not giving Libo, you're not Yotze. I don't get it. No, says the Gemara, it doesn't mean to have Kavanah to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It means to have Kavanah to read. Kivei Libo the Krot. What do you mean to have Kavanah to read? He is reading. What do you mean Kavanah to read? I mean, the action that you're doing is you're reading Kriyat Shema. Now the question is, Kivei Libo. So what's that supposed to mean? No, it's not true. Here it could be talking about, you may be enunciating what it says. It doesn't mean you're reading. What does that mean? Well, Tosfos says, look, I mean, I guess it means that the guy is being Korei La'Agia. Korei La'Agia means that he's looking at the words and reading them in order to check from a Sefer Torah that he knows is correct to a Sefer that is being written. Okay, so he's got this Sofer now who's checking over the new Sefer. He's reading from a previously checked Sefer, and he wants to make sure that he's pronouncing the words as they're written so that the man can check it. So he doesn't say, L'totafot, he says L'totefet, to make sure that there's no vav there, because it's not supposed to be a vav. No, there's any time where the person's checking to see if the chaserot, yitzerot are written correctly, he changes the haba'ah, and he's reading it at the way in which it's literally written to make sure that the one who's checking sees where to put in a vav, where to take out a vav, where to have a yud, and so on. So he's not pronouncing it correctly. Now that certainly is not the mashma'ut of the sunya. And indeed, Rashi doesn't say it that way. Rashi says, kivein likrot, is simply the idea, korei lahagia, is that he's not mitkavein likriya. Now there's two essential approaches to this. Not mitkavein likriya, one way of understanding it is that it's an act of pure mitase. In other words, when we say you don't have to have kavana for the mitzvah, but that still means you need to do what you are doing. The concept of reading is not the same concept as checking. If vis-a-vis reading, checking the spelling of a word is a mitasek. You're involved in doing something else completely. The chiyav of kriyat shema is kriya. There's no intent here for kriya, and therefore there's no act of kriya. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It has to do with how we define an action. Now, even if you don't hold that there's a difference here, and that's among the Rishonim. If you don't hold that there's a difference here between mitasek and just simple lack of kavanah, there's no din of mitasek other than in places where the Torah specifies that there needs to be elements of kavanah, like by kotshim and so on, there's still a pu'ula called reading that is different than checking. Because reading means the interrelationship of words. And checking, it doesn't have any concern for the interrelationship of words. Indeed, someone who is checking may not even be aware of what he read. What did you just say? I have no idea. But as a matter of fact, they tell you when you're doing editing of a book, always read it backward. Right? Because that way, you don't get involved in what it is that it's saying, and you can actually sense the structure of the sentence, the spelling, and so on and so forth. You don't lose track, your mind doesn't start running. So you have to read backwards. Okay, so that's the idea. If I'm doing Haggah, I'm not doing reading. You know, I mean, there's some people very machmer on Kriyat Shema, you know, so they're going to say each word 15 times with different taba'ot. I'm sure you've had that. You've heard that, right? Shema, 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 Shema. That goes on for 5 minutes. Then you get on to the Israelis. Now, clearly, that's not reading. Right? So the question, if you hold a Rashi's chat, according to you, never yet see Kriyat Shema like that. Because for all intents and purposes, you're just saying a bunch of words that have no connection one with the other. Where's the sentence? So if that's the chat, then it's very, very good. The Gemara means precisely what it says. Not like Tosfos, you're not changing anything, but you're not reading anything either. Tana Rabbana. Kriyat Shema kichtava divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, look, it's written, you have to read it the way it's written in the Torah. It's written in the Torah, B'lashon HaKodesh, and that's the way it has to be pronounced. The Chachamim omrim, B'chol Lashon. You can read Kriyat Shema in any language at all. It's not the particular way it's written in the Torah that defines my time in the Rebbe. It says, Rebbe, look, the pasuk says, Beferush, V'hayu ha-divarim ha'ela. V'hayu means, we know whenever it says the word V'hayu, it always means Be'havayatanyu. It's a word that defines the existence of a thing. This is how it is, as you would say in English. That's how it is. Because V'hayu means, that's how it is. If it's written in Hebrew, then that's how it is. Rabbanan, Ma'itamayu. They say, well, what do you mean? Why does it say Shema? What does it say Shema for? Shema means listen. Listen means whatever language you speak. Listen. So if it's saying Shema, it's telling you, say it in a language that you can listen to. So b'chol lashon shatar shomea, any language that you understand. Hey, that's a good point. You know, the Rebbe nami achdiv Shema. No, Shema according to Rebbe means listen literally. In other words, let your ears hear what you're saying and don't say it in a whisper, in an undertone where you can't actually hear it. So hashema lo znecha, ma shata motzi mipicha. What you're saying needs to be said aloud so that you can hear hear yourself speaking. Oh, so then how did the Rabbanan explain that? The Rabbanan say it's not true. The more reasonable drasha of Shema is not that you need physical listening, but rather what Shema usually means, that it should be something that you can understand. And I was talking about the language of it, not the volume of it. But what about according to the Rabbanan? How do they deal with the word Vahayu? Doesn't Vahayu mean this is the way it is? Yes, it does indeed. But this is the way it is, not in terms of what language it is, but that you don't read Bisharecha Beitecha Mizuzot. That's a nice way. I mean, it means basically Bisharecha Beitecha Mizuzot. There you go. The only problem is that it's backwards. So you cannot read Kriyat Shema backwards. Could you read the Parshiyot backwards? I don't know. From the Mishnah, it's clear that you can. Because otherwise, why are we asking? If the Din of Vayu means only in this order, then what's the Mishnah asking? Why do we make it in this order? Why do we make it in this order? Because it says Vayu. Clearly, Vayu is not a reference to Bein HaParashot. It's a reference to the words themselves within the Parashah. For Rebbe, Shalei Kala Mafrei Aminolei. How does Rebbe know not to read backwards? Nafkelein B'Devarim HaDevarim. It says, it could have said Vayu Devarim Eila. Instead, it says HaDevarim Eila. Rabbonan Devarim HaDevarim Lo Darshi. They don't hold that that's a separate drasha. Now, is this implied in the name of the Sefer Rebbe to call out Torah Kula B'Chala Shon Nimra? According to Rebbe, since we need a special limud over here, that Kriyat Shema has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, apparently he holds that the rest of the Torah could be said in any language. What does that mean, could be said in any language? So Rashi says, could be said in any language means, I don't know, whenever you're reading it? This is what's that supposed to mean, whenever you're reading it? I mean, what, Kriyas HaTorah? I mean, that was a takana of Ezra. So you're going to tell me now, Ezra's takana, what did it mean before Ezra came along? Like, what was the Hayu? Therefore, says Rashi, it means those Chiyuvim that are Midiraisa, like Parsha Zohar, or Vidui Maestras, or Kitavo, where you're bringing Bikurim. All those things would normally have said that they could be said B'chol Lashon. Comes along now the Torah to say, but not Kriyat Shema. That's why it has to say Vayu, because otherwise, if all of the Torah was given to Avkem Lashon HaKodesh to be read, why do I need a special pasuk to tell me by Kriyat Shema Vayu? Tartus points out, however, that in terms of what the Torah is, the Torah was given in all of the languages that we learn out from there. That's the idea of Be'er Hetev, of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Medrash that says, called Dibur V'Dibur Shia. We're not talking about the way in which the Torah was communicated. We're talking about the theory of Kriya. So let's say that inside again. Now, Lemer Kasava Rebbe, to call out Torah, call out the Cholashav Nimra. Apparently, Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah, initially, but wouldn't have had Vayu, is meant to be read in any language, because he's talking about the Lashon HaKodesh Nimra, Vayu, the Kadav Rachman Olam. If it was meant to be read in any language, what's the point of saying over here specifically, the Hayu, meaning that this is a unique case? What do you mean, says Rebbe? I'll tell you why it says Vayu, because you got these Rabbanan who get everybody confused, and they claim it says Shema, and that Shema means it should be said, so we should receive Shema. So they say, well, maybe this case is a unique case because it's telling you you can read it in any language you understand. So I need to make sure that that's not the meaning of Shema. The meaning of Shema is what I say. Shema means Hashmiel Ozenecham. Okay, let's take the inverse. According to the Rabbanan, it's apparent that Kol HaTorah Kol HaLashon HaKodesh Demra, and the din of Shema is a unique halacha in Kriyat Shema, because he's talking about Kol HaLashon Nemra. If the entire Torah was meant to be read in any language, then why would the Torah have to tell me that Shema is readable in any language? Why wouldn't it be readable in any language? Oh, says the Rabbanan, that's because of Rebbe. The Torah didn't want people making the kind of mistakes Rebbe makes, to think that Vahayu means Davka in this language and not, but as we say, it shouldn't be read backwards, so it's Bishurim Dichti Vahayu. I have to say Shema. The two drashot of Rebbe and the Rabbanan are there as a dancing pair. Here, there's a very interesting dialectic between these two Rishonim, and neither would have said his pshat without the example of the other one, the existence of the other one. This is the way that we're coming out of here. Tanu Rabbanan. Vahayu means Shelo Yikra Lamafreya. Hadivarim Alevavecha. Now, Alevavecha implies awareness of what you're saying, right? It has to be on your heart, not just on your lips. That was the simple meaning of Alev Avecha. How much has to be on your heart? Because if we say literally that Alev Avecha is a definition of the chi of Kriyat Shema, it means that over here you're not Yotzi Kriyat Shema unless you were actually paying attention to what you were saying and understood. Now, this is not to be confused with the level of Kavanah, meaning of Kavanah of the Mitzvot. It's not Kavanah for Mitzvah. It's not Kavanah for Kriya. It's understanding the Kriya. The question is, anyways, why didn't we use this as the Inki Ving of Yetzah before? How can we think of that? Especially if it says Beferish in the Torah that you have to be Mechaveng to the words that you're reading. This is not an interesting question. Fascinating question. We have three dinim of kavanah. Kavanah l'mitzvah, perhaps that's perhaps not a makom samaroyin. Kavanah l'kriya, either lafukim mitasek, or specifically terms kriya. Kavanah in terms of understanding the meaning of what you're reading, which is a different issue. And that's al levavera. You're supposed to be paying attention to what it is that you're reading. I'm leaving you with a question to think about. How do we know that that isn't what was meant with imkivei libo? I think more simply answers the question directly. Imkivei libo yatsa. But if you're reading without kavanah, you wouldn't be yotze. You'll tell me what you think tomorrow. Tell me what you think now if you have the answer.
This question about bracha, okay, isn't that for the whole, if you take a lulav and shake it, are you also why are they making
no, because Birkot Kriyat Shema seems to be relating to Kriyat Shema in terms of its content. It's not Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Al Mitzvat Kriyat Shema. It's not a Birkat HaMitzvot in the simple sense. That's clear because we say it even outside of the Kriyat Shema itself. So it's not part of the brachot ma'akvot on other things. It's part of the takvot of how we're chazal toleya the mitzvah of kriyat shema. Correct? We've seen many, many differences of the brachot in Antuma. Now, how much has to be alav avecha? That's the question. This is very nogei l'halacha. I mean, most people read kriyat shema and forget what they're talking about, which is what happens with most of the tefillah, unfortunately. So you're simply, your lips are moving automatically. But what are you saying? So at which point you wake up, at which point you have to go back and do it over again, that's the shaila. What do you say? How about if you got to say Baruch Shem, you forgot Baruch Shem, Kivod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed? Yotzin? What do you think? Can you bring a raya from our sukkah? It doesn't say Baruch Shem, Kivod Malchuto in the Torah, does it? And it says, Yimayak, Inki Veinli Bo Yatza? How could you be Yotze? You skipped the words Baruch Shem, Kivod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, which we insert, not there. Apparently, you don't have to say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. What do you think?
Depends on what you're trying to do, no?
I'm trying to confuse you. So, did I succeed?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Once you switch to the mode of being kind of this, so you have to say it.
Would he? That doesn't say that. It says Inki Veigli Bo. It doesn't say if he switched it. I'm not talking about up front. I'm talking about ex post facto. Fine. So, says the Gemara, Al Levavecha means until here, and not any more than this, because it says, these words, which I hereby address to you, should be Al Levavecha. The rest of it doesn't have to be Al Levavecha. So it says Rebbe Eliezer, I'm on the Rebbe Akiva, I understand. It says, doesn't it say, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom, which I am currently commanding you, not which I just finished, which I am about to say is included in that. So, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom, Al Levavecha, which proves, that mikana talomet shekola parasha kula tricha kavana, definitely this first parasha up to vayayim shamoa certainly would require kavana. Why does it say ha'ela? Says Tosfos ha'ela would mean and not the second parasha vayayim shamoa. So it was all of these words meaning the entire parasha of Shema until the end and then vayayim shamoa tishmu. That does not require kavana. So says Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Akiva that the first parasha requires kavana. Others say this psak of Rabbi Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan was actually said on something similar, but not on Rabbi Akiva's maimer, but rather on the following bright, the Tanya. Hakore et shma tzarich shichaben et libo. Rav Acha mishum Rabbi Yehuda omer, kivan shekiven libo beberek rishon, shuv eino tzarich. You don't have to be machaven once you finish the first parasha. And according to the Tanakhama, apparently you have to be machaven libcha, b'chola parasha. And on this version, omer Rabbi Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rav Acha shomar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Is there a difference between Rav Acha shomar mishum Rabbi Yehuda, kivan shekiven libo beperek rishon, shuv eino tzarich, and Rabbi Akiva, who said, Mikana talamet shekola parasha kulat tzricha kavana? Or is it just a question of whether he was referring to Rabbi Akiva or referring to Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, I don't know. Maybe Eino Tzarich. Well, what's the din of Bidiyavad or the Katrila here? No, the whole parsha.
It says, like,
that's what you're saying. Asher Anochi Mitzavecha, what I am currently commanding you.
Before that.
Yeah, for sure. Those are all these things, what defines these things? Each element in the Torah is defined graphically by space before and space after. So these things refer to these current things. It's not only what I'm about to say. Well, we'll get to our halakha, but I'm asking you, what do you think? Is it the same thing or not? How about lechatchila? Is there a chiyuv to be mechavin in the second parasha? It's just that if you weren't, the avad, you don't have to go back and say it. What's the language that's used over here by the second shot in Rav Acha, according to Rav Yehuda? Shuvei no tzarich, you don't have to. Shuvei no tzarich, mashma, there's not even a lechatchila to be mechavin. It's not simply a question not a chiyuv of going back. Perhaps that's not necessarily true, according to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe there would be an issue of kavanah. Let's keep that in mind as we go through.
But
he's definitely arguing on this Hanukkah, who says all of it needs kavanah because he's saying ha'ela is only this parasha.
Yeah,
right?
But up to Al Avecha.
But the shaila is, what about more? What do you mean not up to Al Avecha?
The argument between the
whether only up to Al Avecha, not
only up to
that he doesn't hold it for. Tanya Ida. V'hayu min shelo yikala mafreya. Alevavecha means Rabbi Zutra in the Atkan mitzvat kavana. Mikan v'erach mitzvat kriya. Now at this point we thought that means that the first part of Kriyat Shema is said in your thoughts, and the second part of Kriyat Shema is said by your mouth. Shema is going to ask her. Rabbi Yosha omer Atkan mitzvat kriya. Mikan v'erach mitzvat kavana. That the first part should be read and the second part should be thought. Well, wait a second over here. So, this doesn't make any sense in the psukim. Maishna mikan ve'elach mitzvat kriya. Why are you saying that from this point forward you have a mitzvat kriya? This is what the Reb Zutra said, right? I mean, obviously because you understand that it says in the pasuk in Va'yayim Shamoa, so it says over there, matem otam et b'nechem b'daver bam, right? So that means you said, mikan ve'elach, meaning the second parasha should be read. Well, listen, in the first parasha it also says that. Ha'chinami ha'chtib v'dibarta bam. Doesn't it say that? V'shinyam tam levanecha v'dibarta bam. So v'dibarta bam means you have to say it. You claim you only have to think it. Why is that? No, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying completely. Ha'chitama. Adkan mitzvat kavana, meaning it's a given that you have to say it. That's not the question. Adkan mitzvat kavana, up to this point, you have to not only say it, but you have to be mechavein for what you're saying. Kavana ukriya. Mikan ve'elof, you have to read it, meaning only reading it. And kavana is not a problem at this point. So the second parasha is kriya below kavana. Okay. Let's examine that side of things. So now, ma'ishat kan mitzvat kavana ukriya. I mean, I assume that the nature of kavana is taught us from the word alevavecha, right? I mean, because that's what alevavecha means. It should be something that you put on your heart. I mean, you set your heart upon. You take it to heart, as we'd say in English. So as you know what you're saying. So, if the Torah puts alevavecha together with the bar kavam, I understand I need dibur and kavana. Yeah, but the problem is it says exactly the same thing in Vahayim Shamoa. It says alevavechem ledaberbam. So why doesn't it mean exactly the same thing in Vahayim Shamoa? Keep it on your heart. Says the Gemara, it does mean keep it on your heart. But what on your heart? Your tefillin. That's not about Kriyat Shema over there. Yeah, it's in the context of the Ota Yadecha, the Totafot Berinecha. Fine. Where are Yadecha? That's Keneged Alevavchem. Omibolele Rikabi Yitzchak. The Amar V'samtem Et Dvorai Ele. Alevavchem means Shetzricha Shetei Sima Keneged Alev. You know where to put your tefillin on your arm? It says Al Yadecha. Where on your arm? On the part of your arm that is facing your heart, which is where we get the idea of the placement of the tefillin shel yad on the muscles of your upper arm. Because that way, if you would bring your arm across your chest, your tefillin would be at your heart level. So it should be mechuvan a little bit towards your body. Sorry? We're not talking about left or right here. The heart is basically in the middle of your chest as far as we're concerned, which is where it is. Okay, later on we'll talk about the placement of feeling. So therefore, you're 100% right, except that the word here in context is not referring to placing conceptually words upon your heart. It's placing physically the words upon your heart by putting these parashot of Shema v'Hayayim Shamoa up against your heart. Omama, Rabbi Yoshia Omer Atkan Mitzvat Kriya. How about the second one, Yomer? How about Rabbi Yoshia? He says, Atkan Mitzvat Kriya. Why do you only need to have kavanah in the second parasha? I mean, I assume it's because mikan ve'elach mitzvat kavanah because it says alevavchem. Right, but doesn't it say alevavecha in the first parasha? It says Rav Yosha, you don't understand me either. What I'm saying is ad kan mitzvat kriya ve'kavanah mikan ve'elach kavanah ve'lo kriya. What I'm telling you is that v'ayayim shamoa, you only need to think. You don't need to read. Why is that? Ma'ishar ad kan mitzvat kriya ve'kavanah. I guess because it says alevavecha ve'dibarta bam. It says the same thing in the second part. It says, L'daberbam. Hatanani aktiv alevavchem l'daberbam. Yeah, but that l'daberbam is in the context of the limantem. It's talking about divrei Torah. Not talking about the reading of Kriyat Shema. Here is the ultimate confusion. Because all along we've been saying Kriyat Shema and divrei Torah seem to be fundamentally interrelated. So L'hirchi etkilu korei v'torah, haya korei v'torah. And now the shadow down, what do the words mean? Are they referring to Torah alevavchem? Or are they referring to Kriyat Shema, the v'dibarta? So, when I tell you the chiyav limatem otam et b'nechem v'daber bam, how much do you need to be melamed et b'nechem? Read it through once? No. It means agmiru b'naychu Torah ki hecha deligusuvahu. It has to be taught by you to the extent that they can actually repeat all of the divrei Torah. So, the chiyav is that they need to know kol haTorah kula. And that, we wouldn't have known if it wouldn't have said, l'daber bam. Tana rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad kan tzricha kavanat alev divrei Rabbi Meir. New shita. Comes along, we've had three shitot so far, correct? We have the shita of the Tanakama, of the Braita that was brought, which is that both parashot require kavanah. We have the shita that we brought of Aleph of Dechav, Professor, that was dafka until those words, that was the first two lines, need to have kavanah. And here, as Tosis points out, ad kan mitzvat kavanah na umud alev, he says, because those first two psukim, shnei psukim elu, midabrin biyichud Hashem, biavato v'yirato. So that's, those are the three essential mitzvahs. To know that God is one, the chiyav of Avas Hashem, the chiyav of Yirat Hashem, it's understandable that those being mitzvot that are conceptual and speak to your heart need to be things that you're understanding. But the rest of it, I mean, those are words. They're not changes, internal changes that mandate awareness. And that's why that Mandi Omar holds, it's all you need is two psukim, the whole parasha, two parashot. Comes on, Rabbi Meir says, no, the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, no more than that. Al kan tzricha kavanat halev, div Rabbi Meir. It's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah that he holds that this is a svara b'alma. That by definition, the word Echad doesn't mean anything without kavanah. But if you are now setting out to be miyachid, Shem Hashem, the word Hashem Echad doesn't say anything to you. All it means is one. What does one have to do with them? Well, one has nothing to do with monotheism, except according to those idiots who think that the Egyptians were the first monotheists because they only worshipped the sun. You know, so we have one God, monotheism. And so that person never read Kriyachma. Hashem Echad is one God. You know, it's this tape recorder. That's it. You know. I mean, obviously the concept of Echad is not here one, but rather the existential one. That requires Kavanah, otherwise the word doesn't make sense. So this says this Rabbi Meir sheet, a four sheet. Omer Rav Aloch at Rabbi Meir. Tanya Sum Chusomer, Kol HaMa'arich Be'Echad Ma'arichin Lo Yamav Ushnotav. Whoever says the word Echad and is Ma'arich on it so that he's able to concentrate on fully accommodating the concept of Achdut Hashem, will have a long life for his long work. Omer Rav Akiva Yaakov, that's only on the Dalit. Because what's the point of being Marich before you've said the word? So you can't be Marich. You're Marich on the Chet. What does that mean? Are you laughing? What are you saying Chet for? So it has to be on the Dalit. Omer Rav Ashi, but you have to be careful not to ignore the Chet in order to get the Dalit and to have it as a Chatav. Show Joyach Tov B'Chet. It doesn't mean anything. That's like people always say, Baruch Atah Adonai. There's no Adon there. Notice that? A lot of people with the Dalit, you have a Shiach Tzibur who says Adonai. It doesn't mean it's Adonai. Unless you have problems with your tonsils. But generally speaking, Adonai, as long as you go to Shem Hashem. So here too, there's a cholim there. The cholim, generally people drop the cholim, so they're chotef. So here too, if you would be chotef the cho. So it doesn't mean anything. Rabbi Yirmi Avakas, come in, Rabbi Yabarava. And Rabbi Yirmi, taking a little bit too long for Hishma. I'm like, even down lechita, lamala, matal, arbor, chot, hashamayim, tulot, tzricha. How long are you going to be married? That's you want a really long life. You know, these people that they give you a 5 minute echad. And it's sufficient. The essence of here is to be able to be mechavein in your poor little temporal and spatial constrained brain to think of the fact that Achdus includes all extensions. So Lamala, Lamata, Arba Ruchot HaShemayim, that's sufficient, as long as there's not no other sense of something out there beyond the pure existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the big problem over here is that for those of us who have forgotten how to pronounce the Dalit, it is impossible to be Marach on a Dalit, because a Dalit is a full stop letter, the way it's currently pronounced in Israel, or the way it's been pronounced by Ashkenazim for years, right? What are you going to do? How do you particularly get a Dalit? But to keep on humming after the Dalit, like some people do, you know, Echad, nice for Mad Magazine, but it's not a Dalit. This is one of the big riots that the Taimanim bring, that their pronunciation of the Dalit that's mavda between the Dalit that's the Gusha and the Dalit that's non-Degusha is absolutely correct. So if you pronounce the Dalit as then you keep going, and that's fine. So here's a little bit, we have to train ourselves to pronounce things properly. Omrev Nasan Bar Marukva Omrev Yudah. The words Al Levavecha, that's what it seems to be saying, Be'amida. And by the way, Be'amida doesn't mean standing, you know, in other words, against the Tehillah or Beit Shammai. It's nothing to do with the issue before. Be'amida means still. As we say in English, standing still. Stand still. Stand still doesn't mean that the guy who's lying down in bed has to jump up at attention. It means don't move. That's here too. Be'amida in the sense of don't move. Why? Because you need to concentrate. Well, you need to concentrate on the words Al Levavecha, Salkadaita. That's a self-referential concentration. Concentrate about concentrating. Boy, that never really works. Ela'ima Ad Al Levavecha Be'amida. So you get to those words, you should stand still and not just be walking or doing something else while you're saying Shema. Mikan de'elech lo, from that point on, he said, v'lech t'chav aderech. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, kol ha'parasha kula ba'amida. You have to stand still for the whole first parasha, as Rabbi Yochanan Shitase, as we saw before, because remember that Rabbi Yochanan was quoted by Rabbi Bar Bachan, and Rabbi Yochanan, Halak Rabbah, Shama Mishram Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole first parsha requires Kavanah, and since standing still is to facilitate Kavanah, you'd have to stand still for the whole first parsha. Tanan Rabbanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, just like Rabbi Meir said, only the first pasuk, the Kavanah is Ma'akeh, believe it or not, it's the only thing that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said of Kriyat Shema, because he was busy teaching Torah, and by the time he finished the shir, the Zman Kriyat Shema was over, and therefore, that's all he had time for. Amalei Rab or Kriya, once Rab asked for Kriya, you know, I never saw Rabbi say Kriyat Shema in his life. I mean, what, does he like to skip it or what? I mean, Lo Chazinu Le Rebbe De Mekabel Av Malchut Shamai? Amalei Bapakti. Mishah Shema Avir Yadav Apad. I never see him wipe his face with his hands, you know, like he's taking a rest for a moment, in the middle of shir. That's what he's doing. He's saying Shema. And that's what he's Mekabel Av Malchut Shamai. So how about after shir? Chozer Begomra? Or Eino Chozer Begomra? Would he now, after everybody leaves, would he now say the entire Shema over again? Even though it's no longer at the Chathila Zman. Bar Kappara says no. Eino Chozer Begomra. Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe said yes, he was Chozer Begomra. Said Bar Kappara to Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, look, if I'm right, Bishamon is indeed, I mean, Eino Chozer Begomra, I'm going to prove to you that he does not go back into his room and say it, because did you ever notice that every single time Rebbe is giving a shir, he always manages to fit something in about Yetziat Mitzrayim just at the moment that the clock rings Kriyat Shema? Now, what do you think he does that for? I'll tell you why he does it. Because he wants to be Yotze, the din of Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim, which we were koveh in Kriyat Shema. If he was going to be saying over all of Kriyat Shema afterwards, why does he have to do that? He can rely on the fact that he's going to be saying Vayomer later. When he gets back into his office, it'll be reviewing the Shema, the whole Shema. So clearly, I'm right, because L'didach, Tamer Chozer V'Gomra, according to you, who claim that your father would always say it over again, so then, Loma Le'Ladure, why would he have to always figure out some way to sneak in a mention of Yitziat Mitzrayim? And Reb Shimon answered him, K'tei L'Hazkir Yitziat Mitzrayim B'Zmana. Obviously, he held that the takana of the three parashot is at the time of reading the Shema. So he said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. He wanted to also include something about Zechirat Mitzrayim.
Happily, he didn't
daven. He's a busy man, a busy man. Being Isaac in being miyasi the terror for Klal Yisrael. What's your problem? That's like the old riot that Avram Avinu must have walked out with a yarmulke, because it says Vayashkin Avram Babaker. Okay, but we'll talk about this in our halacha review on Friday. What elements does a person who's being Isaac b'mitzvah do, like Abi Tila Bizmana and Kriyashma Bizmana, and so on? Omer Abilov, Arei the Reb Shmuel Bar Marta, Vishmei Durav, Omer Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, V'ne'enas B'sheina Yatza. If you said over the first pasuk and then fell back asleep again, you would be Yotzei your fears. In fact, it says Kriyashma. Does it say anything about Daf Yom? Omer Le Reb Nachman Ladaro Avde. In fact, Reb Nachman gave standing orders to Daro, his famous servant. Bipsuka kama tzaren. Look, if you got to get me up, keep pushing when it comes to that first pasuk. Tzvei lo tzaren. Stop driving me crazy if I keep falling asleep after that. Just leave me alone. Amalei Reb Yosef, the Reb Yosef Rega Rabba. Abu Heche Avi Ovid. How did your father Rabba do? Amalei Bipsuka kama yavi komitzaren. Nashe, you would put out whatever effort was required to get through the first pasuk. Tzvei lo avi mitzaren nashe. More than that, he didn't. Omer Yosef, Prakdan lo yikra kriyat shema. Someone who's lying directly on his back should not read kriyat shema. This is Rashi's pattern. Remember, we had this earlier, and we discussed this in the first paragraph. So you shouldn't read kriyat shema. According to Rashi, the problem of we'll see in a moment. Mikra hu delo likrit. Mashma says the Gemara that our only problem is in reading kriyat shema per se. But ha-migna shaperdam, you mean there's no problem of sleeping on your back? Didn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lie at the Mandagoni aparti? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to curse out people that would sleep on their back. So here, according to Rashi, the problem is that maybe he'll have an erection in his sleep, and other people will notice and will be sort of ignited to him. But if we learn that a parkade, according to that, this means on his stomach, then there are other issues that are involved. And meanwhile, we're saying the only question is Kriyat Shema per se. Answers the Gemara, Ami Migne Kimatsli Shapidam. If a person is leaning over on his side, then for sleeping purposes, that would be okay. Mikra, Apagav the Matsli Nami Yasser. For Mikra, the problem is that we're talking about the kavod of the reading. Because after all, you're being makabel o malchus shamayim. Yeah, makabel o malchus shamayim, you know, in your jacuzzi, leaning back, taking it easy, and oh, by the way, Shema Yisrael, Asher Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Give me another bit of that beer, will you, please? So the whole gaiva of the situation is just impossible to tolerate. So over there, we don't even, leaning over is insufficient. We expect you to sit up like a mensch and show that you're makabel o malchus shamayim. But to go to sleep, the question, if it's a question of Gnai, then there's not a problem. Others learn that it's only a question of Gnai, it's a question of actually stimulating yourself. Your own. Like Tosfos learns, you will generally sleep with your arms crossed over you. So, I mean, it's crossed over your genitals, then it turns out to be self-stimulating. Or your begotten, whatever chashashas we have, we want to avoid, but not, well, what do we care with how you look? Mashenkin, over here, we do care. Ask the Gemara, what about according to Rabbi Yochanan? What about Rabbi Yochanan? What about Rabbi Yochanan, who bent over on his side and was matzli? Rabbi Yochanan is different. Rabbi Yochanan was so enormously fat that for him to bend over on his side and to say Kriyat Shema is an indication already of his being mechabed the proceedings over here. I mean, we understand that for him to actually sit up is a real major effort. For a normal person, if he's matzli, it's just relaxing.